Welcome to Keep Money Simple, the personal finance podcast that helps you manage your money with more clarity, more confidence, and less stress. I'm your host and money coach, Andrea Jaramillo, and I'm so glad you're joining me. Let's get started. Hey, money friends. This episode, I'm talking about how to start managing your money when you don't know where to start. Before we begin, I want to acknowledge that money can bring up a lot of stuff. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, I want us to pause before we dig in and take a moment, relax your jaw, just let it relax. I don't know if you're anything like me, but I carry a ton of tension in my jaw. And then kind of let your shoulders sink down, let them relax for a bit. Deep breath, and let's begin. I participate in a lot of online personal finance communities, and I like to see what people are talking about, you know, what's on their minds. And one thing I see a lot of is that folks just don't know where to start. This applies regardless of your financial circumstances. Some people feel overwhelmed by debt. They don't know where to begin digging themselves out. Other folks aren't struggling with debt, but they want to save for something like a house, a car, a vacation, or a wedding, and don't know where to start to make that happen. Or folks out there just don't even know what their financial situation is and don't know where to begin to unravel their finances. In my view, if you don't know where to start, the most effective place is to take a snapshot of your monthly finances by figuring out two things. Number one, how much money are you taking home every month? Number two, where does that money go? So just those two things, but they're the foundation of having a clear picture about your money. A lot of people don't really know what their money looks like from month to month. And without this snapshot, it can be difficult to get enough clarity to make a plan for a goal like getting out of debt or saving for something big. So let's break this down. You can do this on a piece of paper, in a document on your computer, or in a spreadsheet. I like using a spreadsheet because it can do the math for you. I like Google Sheets for spreadsheets because it's free with a Google account and it, like I said, can do the math for you. I have an income and expenses Google Sheet that I use with clients, and I'm planning to make it more broadly available when I launch the Keep Money Simple newsletter. And I'll put a link to the show notes where you can sign up for that newsletter if you'd like to get it when it's available. So anyway, let's get into it. And it's okay if you just want to listen to this episode for now and come back to it later, just so you can see what we're going to be talking about and what the plan is going to be. Step one is, how much money are you taking home every month? If you earn wages from a job, you can start by looking at your pay stubs. You can also look at the deposits going into your checking account from your job or other sources of income. And I like to keep it pretty simple. If you've got a regular paycheck, if you're paid weekly, just multiply it by four to get a monthly amount. If you're paid every 2 weeks, just multiply it by two to get a rough monthly amount. There'll be a little variation because if you're paid every 2 weeks, there are some months where you'll get three paychecks. But this is the goal here is not to be perfect, it's to get a reasonable estimate of what your income is. And if you have variable income, you can look at the income you've received for the past maybe 3 months, add it up together, and then divide that total by three. And that's just going to give you an average to work with. For this exercise, I want you to focus on take-home pay, the money that actually ends up in the account where your pay is deposited. So if you have money that's automatically deducted from your paycheck for something like a retirement plan or a flexible spending account or health savings account, don't include that as part of your take-home pay. It's not that those things aren't important, they are, but they have specific limited purposes. And what we're trying to understand right now is your usable monthly cash flow from your take-home pay. So that's step one. It shouldn't take too much time to accomplish step one. Step two can take a little more time, so you might want to space it out a little bit. You don't have to do this all at once. Step two is, where does your take-home pay go each month? Here, we're going to figure out how much goes towards your bills and how much goes towards your savings. We're going to start with a list of your monthly expenses. Think about the things that you spend money on, like your rent or mortgage, groceries, eating out, fuel for your car, debt payments, utilities, subscriptions, and anything else you regularly spend money on. If you're not sure how much you're spending, take a look at your bank and credit card statements to help you come up with a reasonable estimate. You don't have to look back, you know, months and months in time. Just go back a couple weeks, get that picture of what it looks like, and use that to make an estimate again. We don't need to be perfect here. We're trying to get a reasonable estimate to work from. And don't leave something out just because you don't have like a nice category name for it, like groceries or dining out or rent. If some of your money regularly goes towards, you know, something that's just other stuff that always seems to come up, just write that down, right? Your category is other stuff. And just estimate how much goes towards this other stuff every month. We're just trying to figure out what's happening with your money. We're not trying to create the world's prettiest list of expenses. One thing you do want to take into account, and I think this can trip people up when they're trying to figure out what does a month look like in terms of expenses, is that sometimes you have expenses that only occur once or twice or a few times per year. So how do you account for that? And you do want to account for that. And part of that is so that you don't get thrown off when those expenses come up. So maybe it's like your annual car registration or professional dues or, you know, an annual membership like to a museum or a zoo or an insurance premium that you pay quarterly or every 6 months. Even though those expenses don't happen every month, it doesn't mean they're unexpected and shouldn't be accounted for. To get a monthly estimate, take the amount you pay and divide it by the number of months between payments. For example, if your annual car registration is $300, you're going to divide that by 12 because there's 12 months in the year, and you'll have $25 per month. So that would go into your monthly expenses, annual car registration, $25. Or if you pay, another example, $900 every 6 months for car insurance, you would divide 900 by six. That's $150 per month that is counted as part of your monthly expenses. Even though you're not going to spend it every month, it's still something that you want to account for every month because eventually it's going to have to come out. But you don't need to overthink this. The goal isn't to get everything perfect. The goal is to get started with a reasonable estimate. You can always fine-tune things later. But again, this is where we start. After your expenses or your bills that you're paying, you're going to list the money that you're intentionally setting aside into savings for every month. I don't actually care where you put it, whether it goes into a savings account or a checking account or investment account. We're going to account for money that you are setting aside for some future purpose. Maybe you're putting it into an emergency fund or saving for a vacation or building up a down payment for a house. So you want to write down a list of what you're saving for and approximately how much you're setting aside for that each month. So now you can put everything together. You're going to take your total take-home pay for the month and subtract from that number your total expenses and total of money set aside in savings. And once you run that calculation, and again, you can do that in a spreadsheet or just a calculator, even in your head, depending on how mathy you are, you're going to end up with one of three things: either a negative number, a zero, or a positive number. If you get a negative number, you've got more money going towards expenses and savings than you're taking home each month. That might mean your expenses are higher than your income, or it might mean you've planned to save more than you currently have available after paying your expenses. Either way, something has to change. You might need to reduce some expenses, adjust how much you're planning to save, increase your income, or use some combination of those options. If you get a zero, you've accounted for all of your take-home pay. You now have a clearer picture of where all your money is going. So you don't have a gap that you need to try to fix here to, you know, resolve a negative number like we just talked about. And we're about to talk about what happens when you have a positive number where you need to kind of figure out where you want that excess to go. Right now, you've got a really dialed in picture of your expenses and income, and from here you can work on building a budget so that you can remain on track. Finally, if you get a positive number after you've run your calculation, you have money that's currently unaccounted for. So you can decide what you want that money to do for you. Maybe you want to put more towards paying off debt. Maybe you want to increase your savings or use it for some other financial goal. Whatever number you end up with, you've accomplished the most important thing I want you to do here. You've gotten a clearer picture of where you are. And again, you don't have to sit down and do this all at once. You could sit down and do income first, and then you could do, you know, part of your expenses and then another part just until you're done. But you don't have to sit down and figure it all out at once. Remember, if you'd like a copy of the income and expense Google sheet that I talked about earlier, I'm planning to make it available when I launch the Keep Money Simple newsletter. And I'll put a link in the show notes where you can sign up for the newsletter. You'll be able to get that Google sheet as soon as it's available. So if you started this episode thinking, I know I need to do something with my money, but I don't know where to start, this is where I would start, with that monthly snapshot, using the process that I described in this episode. You don't need to figure out your entire financial life today. Just start by figuring out what's coming in each month and where it's going. Once you know that, you'll have the information you need to figure out what comes next. Thank you for joining me, friends. I know this episode was a little mathy. Again, this is why I like a spreadsheet to do this, because you don't actually have to run the calculations on your own. You plug in the numbers and it can calculate it for you. But you can just do this with a piece of paper and a calculator, or adding things up in your head. It's totally fine if you do it that way. So I hope that you will take the time to get a picture of your finances. That snapshot is going to be of great help when you figure out what's next. You've been listening to Keep Money Simple with money coach Andrea Jaramillo. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon.